Hey guys, Miss Nightmare here, per usual. I got a question for my pussy eaters, for the men who actually do foreplay. Okay, so I'm gonna say some stuff, but then I also want to give pointers because, like, what the fuck? I'm tired of this. Okay, so first of all, if you say, like, your pussy eating game is great, then if I waste my gas to come over there and get my coochie eaten, I expect to, like, eyes rolling back. Like, I really expect, like, fucking amazingness. And if it's not, I'm obviously going to be disappointed. And then the thing is, too, okay, so girls, let's say you go over to a little hookup or whatever, and you was just planning on getting your coochie eaten, and it kind of sucks. Like, you know, I'm never one to usually fake orgasms, but, like, this had me thinking, like, do I just, like, fake coming and, like, just leave? Because I don't know that I'm really going to be able to come, because, you know, first of all, I'm usually pretty hard to get off. Second of all, sometimes you just already kind of, like, you get there and something's off and you already feel like you're not going to be that into it. But you're like, oh, I drive all the way over here. Like, I don't know, maybe let's try it out. But, you know, like, you already there. You're already like, I don't think I'm going to be able to, right? So what do? You just, like, do bitches just be like, just get there and, like, leave? Like, okay, because let me just say something, okay? If I'm coming over to ride your face or something, I expect that breath to be minty fresh. Like, I'm not sorry. I am not fucking sorry. I'm just saying, if I'm going over to ride some fucking face, I expect your breath to be good. I don't want you, like, all up in my cootie cat and your breath stink. Like, why is your breath stink? You know what's coming over. Why didn't you, like, mouthwash? Did you brush your teeth? Mouthwash? Why isn't it amazing? And if your room smells kind of funky, like, I'm not necessarily, that's not going to make me, like, wet, you know? Like, I'm not going to be fucking wet. And, so what if just, like, little shit like that get you thrown off? Like, you're like, bro, I want to come up in here and, like, you know, your breath stank and, you know, this room, I don't know. I'm like, do you just fucking dip? All I know is I'm saying, man, y'all inviting bitches over, it better be, like, even if you say your room is messy. Okay, well, if it's a little bit messy, can you make sure it doesn't, like, smell disgusting, though, or something? Or, I don't know, I just want your room to smell, like, good. Like, if you know a bitch is coming over, even if it's just a red face, you know, have the room smell good for her. Make sure you did fucking use mouthwash. I don't know, put on some fucking Axe. I know Axe is old school, and a lot of women are like, I hate Axe. I'm not gonna lie, guess what? I lived for Axe. I loved the smell of Axe. Like, that to me was like a man. I was like, oh, hey. You smell like manly chemicals. What's up? You know, just, I'm old, so Axe was, like, the height of my time, so don't fucking judge me, alright? That's all I'm saying. And then, okay, if you're gonna claim to be really good at eating coochie, y'all better do the fucking combination. You better fucking finger that bitch and eat her out. And yes, I could have said, finger me while you eat me out, and I usually do, but I was just like, okay. And the guy had a tongue ring. I was curious, you know how to try it out? A tongue ring? I've never had from a guy with a tongue ring. Did I think it was that much more amazing? I don't know if he was just, like, mediocre at it, and it was just like, meh. But, like, I guess, I don't know. He was nice enough to attempt to get me off with, you know, fingering me after eating me out. But I'm just like, okay, cool. Like, that's nice. But, like, don't finger bang, finger bang bang. Like, just like try to like jackhammer me. Like, sometimes I really like getting jackhammered like that, but at the same time, I'm like, bro, like, I don't know, be a little bit more gentle. Like, I feel like my coochie kind of hurt now. Like, ow, you didn't have to be so fucking rough. Like, I mean, sometimes I like to get it, you know, a little bit rough. I like when it's done right. And the thing is, too, bitches vary. Coochie is literally internally so different from bitch to bitch. You can't just stick a finger in every fucking cooter cat and think it's the same. I'm like, no, bitches are gonna feel different. I mean, I know coochie is coochie supposedly, but, you know, you gotta feel her out. And, like, you can't. Okay, so here's what you should be doing. Okay, you got your bitch over, whatever, your little hookup. And maybe, like, start a little bit slower. Or if you're gonna finger her, like, I don't know, maybe just, like, gently caress the outside of the opening. Like, I'm not talking about, like, the clit. I'm talking just, like, the coochie opening. You know, fingers, circle, gently. Tease her, get her more wet, because guess what, there's a lot of nerve endings like on the outside of the coochie, like outside, like right outside there, you know, just kind of like the circular fucking motion. And then, you know, maybe creep your fingers up in the middle, go to the clit, circular motions, go back down a little bit, and then very softly insert. Start with a finger. Don't just put, you know, your whole fucking hand. Just go with a finger. And then just really kind of, you know, like, kind of in, out. Or even just, you know, like, sometimes keep it in for a little bit. Keep that fucking finger in for a little bit. Fucking do that fucking, like, come here motion. Do the come hither motion. And with your fucking thumb, because, you know, you haven't used your thumb yet. I didn't say it yet. Go around the fucking clit. You still got that finger in there. Index finger in there. Thumb around the clit. What you doing with your other hand? You better have your other hand on a fucking titty or something. Like, you better fucking be working that shit, okay? You know? And then you can possibly move on. But also, you know, like, when you're fingering a bitch, don't just, like, literally just go in, out, in, out, in, out, in, out, in, out, and then just try to jackhammer it. Like, you know, kind of like if you're all up in there, you know, do the finger curls. Do the fucking finger curls. Keep your fucking fingers in there and just kind of, you know, like, that would be a more acceptable finger bang, like, where you just, the fingers are inside the coochie and, you know, the thumb's still going and you're just definitely just, you know, hand movement, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. But you are not sliding your fingers all the way in and out of the bitch, okay? That's what, keep them in, thumb, hand on some titties, you know. Look at her body motion. Look at the body motion. Is she squirming? Is she heavy breathing? Are you getting somewhere? And then while you're doing that, the fingers and stuff, then, you know, maybe put your fucking tongue on her clit, okay? That would be better while you're still fingering her. These are the kind of things I am expecting. Like, I don't genuinely 100% expect that because, like I said, I have been so disappointed by so many of these men. But I'm just like, why? Why can't, if you're so good at this, like, if I'm gonna ride your fucking face, I want it to be a good-ass time. Like, no. Or once again, if I'm coming over to ride your fucking face, I don't expect you to eat out for like 5 minutes and then be like, so are we gonna fuck now? Like, hell no. What? Bitch, if you so about eating coochie, then I expect to get the coochie eaten for a while more and I expect you to do it better. I just expect so much more and they are falling so fucking short, you know? Like, I just can't even. I just cannot even. Ugh, you know? Because, you know, when girls, if we're going to have a man come over to fuck, or, you know, even if a guy's coming over to my place to just, you know, if I'm going to ride their fucking face or something, I don't want, like, my room ain't gonna smell nasty. If it's dirty, I will tell them, like, hey, my room's dirty, by the way. Don't fucking judge me. Clothes on the bed, they're probably laundry. But most of the time, I do not have laundry on my bed when guys are coming over, you know. And guess what girls usually fucking do is prep before a fucking man comes over. Huh. I had to, A, shower, shave, make sure the cootie cat is all up, like all nice and smooth, okay? Like, I've fucking shaved. I fucking put on deodorant, I brushed my teeth, I did all those basic things that you think straight men would be just fucking doing in general, like, you know, I use the summer's eve down there too, and I'm just like, okay, like, I'm just gonna try to make that all good, even if I'm not getting eaten out. And the thing is too, like, I don't get high like that because men don't eat coochie like that, and they really need to, because by the time I do run into the boys who really like eating out, I'm always so fucking paranoid. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, I just haven't gotten eaten out in a while. I'm like, oh my god, I'm like, do I taste fine? Is it good? Did I fucking, like, why do I have to do so much more fucking work? I have to be like, oh my god, I had some fucking fries, I might taste salty, or I didn't have enough water today, so, like, oh my god, it might be a little bit salty, I don't know. Like, those are literally all the things I have to think about. And then, you know, you just go over there and you're just like, wow, you just couldn't even mouthwash. All right. This was a catastrophe. Love it. And one could say, you should just try to, like, be really picky. Bitch, I'm already fucking picky, okay? But sometimes the bitches want to get the cootie cat eaten, okay? Sometimes the cootie cat just need to get eaten. And if a boy say, come over and rub my fucking face, and they catch me on the right fucking day or something, I'm like, all right, maybe I'm bored. I'll go ride some fucking face, okay? You know, I just want a good time. Like, it better just be amazing. And if it's not fucking amazing, I'm disappointed. And then it really fucks it up for other guys who might actually be good at it. Because I'm like, then I'm more reluctant to hang out with anybody. And then I'm just like, I'll just fuck my toys. I will fuck my rose quartz crystal cock. If it really comes to that. Or I'll just fucking Hitachi wand the fuck out of my clit. Plus the rose quartz crystal cock. Or any of the bad dragon toys I have. Or any of the toys I have. And just, you know, go to town. And get really high. Get really high. And just go to town on my fucking self. Because at least then, I know I'll fucking come. At least then, I know I gotta deal with nobody. Because, like, some of y'all just so fucking trifling. That's all I'm saying. Learn how to finger butter. You know, pick up some videos. Do some research on eating coochie. Do some research on eating fucking coochie. Because I'm like, how come girls give all this fucking effort? Like, you know, like, y'all just be doing the bare ass minimum. Or just, it's so mediocre. Like, they can be so fucking hot sometimes. And then you're just like, oh my god, this man is so fucking fine. Then you, like, get it and you're like, oh, that was so trash. And I'd love to say that ugly men, you know, are better lays, but that's not necessarily 100% true, because obviously I've fucked some guys, or I've left some guys who are not, like, the most attractive, like, eat me out or something, and, you know, I'm like, oh yeah, might be, like, fucking amazing. Guess what? Not always fucking true, because I'm pretty sure, like, I bitched about that one guy a couple weeks ago or something, and it was like 5 minutes, and I'm just like, dude, if you lost under 5 minutes, I am not counting it. Like, no, that officially does not fucking count, because that was the worst fucking 5 minutes of my fucking life, and that doesn't even count. Girls are ovens. We need to be preheated. You need to take time. Like, I don't know what to tell you. You just can't go up to, you know what, fine, I will say this, some bitches are sensitive, some bitches you can just barely fucking touch them and they're fucking calm, like, honest to god. But I'm like, I'm not like, you can't just, like, grab a titty and expect me to fucking, come. No. It's not gonna fucking happen. Like, honest to fucking god, it's not just, I'm not just gonna be able to come like that, okay? I mean, it's different if you know. Like, this one time I was working on a show and we're backstage, me and said awful, terrible person. And, like, they were fingering me from behind. And, like, I was a virgin at this time, and they were making out with me in the fucking dark, and we were doing naughty things we weren't supposed to be, and I was very turned on by that. And, yes, I came all over his fucking hands because he fingered me from fucking behind and I cared about this man. So yeah, in that case, ooh, yeah, I actually came that time because it was so naughty. It was so bad that I was not supposed to be doing that. And, you know, and there was even a bitch standing next to us. She didn't even fucking notice. And the thing was, too, this man's hard-ass fucking, bigger dick was, like, pressed up against me in his fucking jeans. Yes, I was so fucking turned on that, yes. And that is, you know, unfortunately, that toxic-ass man. Yeah, I had you know, a mega crush on him. I cared for him. I liked him. And he was so hot to me. And he actually, his touch, it worked with my body. I don't know what to tell you besides, like, that was somebody who actually could, like, you know, it could happen, you know? But that's few and far in between. And I think that's why I stayed talking to said boy for so long, because I was like, I like you for your dick. I like the way you made me feel. I liked you before, you know, you're trash and awful and terrible and psychotic. All right? Like, you know, I just, yeah. Anyways, it's rare. And, I don't know. I would just like to suggest to these men to look up some, you know what? Not necessarily porn, but if you're going to be looking up the porn, like, I don't know, the educational sex ed videos, like, real good tips on how to eat pussy, not just, like, porn star eating pussy, because some of that stuff is not necessarily the best to get tips from. So, you know, I would suggest start out with some pudding. Mm-hmm. Can you reach the bottom of the pudding cup? Can you tie a knot with a cherry? How do you eat watermelon? I need to see this, okay? Like, y'all just need to upgrade it the fuck up, because I am not satisfied. And you know what? A lot of men be calling me hot and cute and beautiful and all these other things. And supposedly I'm a hot commodity. So if I'm such a hot fucking commodity, then why are y'all so shit? Because it should not be shit. And if I'm such a fucking hot piece of ass, then this hot piece of ass expects so much better legs, so much better interactions. If I'm getting more, like, you know, satisfaction out of whatchamacallit, then, you know, I'm, anyways, good night.